The San Francisco Port Commission has barred motorboats from the heavily trafficked bit of the bay known as McCovey Cove. It's just beyond the right field fence of Pacific Bell Park, where the Giants play baseball. It's named for one-time Giant slugger Willie McCovey, but it is where Barry Bonds has hit 13 home runs into the water. Bonds now has 56. He is chasing Mark McGwire's season home run record of 70. And the marine scramble for a Bonds baseball could get dangerous. So while it might yet get more crowded out there, at least there won't be motors threatening to slice and dice the souvenir hunters. Barry Bonds' pursuit of the record is a strange one. The star left fielder, three-time former National League Most Valuable Player, godson of the sainted Willie Mays, and like Mays and his father Bobby Bonds, one of the rare major league players who both hits home runs and steals bases with tremendous success. Barry Bonds, despite all this, is just not a very popular hero to the fans. Ray Ratto is a sports writer for the San Francisco Chronicle and joins us. Why not? What is it about Barry Bonds?
What it is about him, I guess more than anything else, is that he hasn't performed many of the niceties that fans, and really to an extent the media, have come to expect from people. He's aloof. He talks when he feels like it. He's charming when he wants to be. And he's just not terribly warm and fuzzy either to his teammates or to the media or really just about anybody unless he wants to be.
I mean, we're talking, though, about, in some respects, a pretty low standard of nicety. Rick Riley wrote in Sports Illustrated the other week that twice, two seasons running, he hasn't shown up for the team photo. Just all of his teammates get pictured, not him.
Yep, that's true. He's not a great teammate in the classical sense in that he's a hail fellow, well-met, come on, let's go out to dinner, you know, come on, we'll take the mountain together. But he is a great teammate in that he hits home runs and drives in runs and, you know, helps the Giants be a better baseball team. And that's as much of a teammate as he really wants to be.
Is he, does he do civic and charitable things in San Francisco so that he at least can be said to, you know, giving something back to the community?
He does, but he does them on the QT. He does only a few things really through the team. Most of what he does is one-on-one based on decisions he's made about who he wants to be charitable with. So, you know, there's nothing organized where you'll see a lot of pictures of him shaking hands or handing an oversized check to some Little League community. But that, you know, that too is part of the paradox of Bonds.
The hard measurement of personality in sports nowadays is called advertising endorsement revenues. Does Barry Bonds get a lot or has he been stiffed because of his personality?
He has not done a lot, but some of that is the way he's chosen to, you know, express his personality. I mean, let's face it, when you get an advertising deal as a sports hero, part of it is because the guy who's offering you the money really likes you. And Barry has not really worked to make himself that likable. I mean, he had a Nike deal for a while when Nike was giving money to everybody, but as soon as Nike started pulling back from that, he was one of the first to go. So it's mostly his decision to be the kind of player he is in terms of advertising that has kept that low.
He's certainly a world of difference from, say, McGwire and Sosa or Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods, for that matter. People who seem to have just handled stardom a lot more graciously than he has.
Yeah, but I think he decided a long time ago that this was how he was going to handle it. And he's a baseball player, period. There aren't any rounded edges to his personality that people get to see, so they make the judgment that he's either a bad guy or he's a bad guy, but it doesn't matter. That's sort of what you're left with Bonds. There's not a lot of gray with him. It's black and it's white, and you make your choice based on that.
Ray Ratto, thank you very much for talking
to us today.
Ray Ratto, sports writer for the San Francisco Chronicle.